die by accident. I remember I just waved at the conductor, said, boy, in a mistake. There was something like, ye. Ah, brethren, praise the Lord. I was almost dead. I just said to you, I can't die now. I continue on my way, I said, nothing happened. The Lord is good. Say it, safety is of the Lord. Declare, my safety is of the Lord. Say, some trust in horses, some trust in chariots, but I, my trust is in the Lord. I will say of the Lord, he is my fortress. I will say of the Lord, he is my fortress. He is my shelter. He is my defense. Say it, my life is not an accident. I'm not preserved by an accident. I am preserved by the mercy of God. I am preserved by the will of God. Say, he's my refuge. He's my fortress. He's the one that delivers me from the snare of the trapper. Say, vaccinations don't keep me from sickness. It is God that keeps me from sickness. Say it, my long life is not dependent on how much I exercise. I will say of the Lord, my long life. Listen, I was reading that thing for you in Psalm 91. You see, I will say of the Lord, my refuge, my fortress, my God. Those are names. Do you understand my point? Look, Miles Monroe explained it then. He said, when they said, I am, that what God was saying is fill in the blank. Do you understand that? I am. Then fill in the blank. To hungry people, I am food. Do you understand what I'm saying? To those needing anything, they want admission, they want employment, they want a visa, they want whatever opportunity they need, they call God by that name. I will say of the Lord. Just think about it. What is it that I need? That is what praise is. Oh. Praise is, please call somebody for me. You are a praising man like that. I need people. If you know anybody that can help me. No, that one, you are a praising man. If God wants to use men, he will use them. Jesus said, I am the door. That thing is also deep. I am the door. I am the way. I am the door of, you know. I am the way, the truth. That is, anything you want, I am the way to it. That is, God is the one that is the way. It's not people. See, I will say of the Lord. Just call God by the name, by that name that is necessary at this time. Here he said, my refuge, my fortress. He was speaking because of distress. In Nigeria, everybody who lives around where Boko Haram bombs have gone up, you should wake up in the morning and say of the Lord, my bomb shelter. That's what it means. That's what it means. That's what it means. Safety is not because of the presence of JTF. No. Safety is of the Lord. So you wake up in the morning and say of the Lord, my bomb shelter. My bulletproof vest. If you are broke, say of the Lord, my money. You get what I'm saying? It's my resource. Is the money I spend. Is my ability to acquire that which I need. That's what praise is. As it's a habit. We are learning it here. We're just learning it. We are learning it. We are learning that habit. It's a thinking process. It's a habit, a pattern of thought. The way you view life, he said, be renewed, all right? Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That word mind talks about your ability or your way of interpreting things. Different from your heart, which is just your thoughts. That is, your mind is how you interpret things. What are we doing? We are learning how to interpret life properly. Call God by the name of that thing that you need. He said, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. That's my refuge, my fortress, my provision. The word El Shaddai means the almighty breasted one. Let me just read that scripture to us again, the one we read just now. I quoted the Psalm 75, verses 6 and 7. It says, not from the east, nor the west, nor from the desert or the south comes exaltation. But God is the judge. He puts down one and exalts another. You know, my name didn't always, you know, if you ask me my name, my full name now is, the first name I have is Daniel, you know, Bankole Olusinsan, all right? But my name was not always Daniel. I woke up one day and decided from now on my name will be Daniel. It was the decision I made. If you've not read my track, Daniel, please go and read it. That's the story of my life. All right? Daniel. What does Daniel mean? Daniel literally means God the judge. That's what it means. Dan. All right? L. Daniel. He said, God is the judge. If you read that tract, I explained it in there. There are different places people put their eyes, all right, looking for exaltation, looking for promotion in life. But the Bible says, God is the judge. He pulls down one and he exalts another. So I said, this is what Daniel means in my life. It means God is exalting me. Amen? So when we say God the judge, we're not just meaning that, you did that thing to me. God be judged. Oh. That's one part of God's judgment. Amen? Yeah, that's part of God's judgment. But God is judge. What it means is that he's the one that has the ability to put down and to lift up. Did you hear that? God is judge means what? He's the one that has the ability to put down and to lift up. Nobody here is looking for how to be put down. Amen? So we're not talking about that. We're talking about what? Lifting. We're talking about promotion. Promotion is not by connection. It's not by hard work. It's not by trying to look for human favor. Promotion is what? Of the Lord. Let's call God by that name again. Say, God, my judge. Say it loud. God is my judge. He is the one that lifts me up. That's what praise is. You see, we're not just confessing lifting. Are you getting my point? We are explaining the power belongs to God. Say it like that. The power. Say it, the power over my life belongs to God. It does not belong to chance. It does not belong to chance. I am not just lucky. I am blessed. You know, I've said it before. No, luck is the, when you say man is lucky, is how the average man describes a man that is blessed. Are you getting my point? See, the guy was just lucky. You know, for you, you are blessed. What did I say? You are blessed. Declare it again. I am not just lucky.
I am not just lucky.
Because the power over my life,
is not given to chance.
The power belongs to God.
Chance works in my favor.
Because it's a tool of God.
But the power belongs to God.
Say, God is my judge.
God is my judge.
He's the one that's promoting me.
My promotion is not by chance.
My life is not a matter of chance.
The power belongs to God.
Don't speak out loud, please. Preach to yourself under your breath. But make sure you are saying something. I want you to, let's do that. The Bible says that thou shalt meditate therein day and night. To meditate means to mutter, to speak to yourself. Do something. Preach to yourself. Preach to yourself. Preach to yourself. Preach to yourself. Say, listen, oh boy, the power over your life belongs to God. See that man that has been telling you, you will see. He said, I'm not going to see anything. I can only see that which God is going to bring in my direction. See, the power over my life belongs to God. It does not belong to the fluctuating price of the dollar or of crude oil. It doesn't. It does not belong to whether I know a politician or I don't. It does not belong to my ability to reason out great ideas. My promotion, the power over my life, it belongs to God. God is my judge. That's what praise means. He's the one that keeps me. He's the one that protects me. He's the one that keeps me from all evil. He's the one that lifts me up. He's the one that gives me long life. Say, look, I exercise because keeping fit is good. But listen, life, that is long life, health, prosperity, it belongs to God and it belongs to God alone. You know what it says in this thing, Jeremiah chapter 8? It says, it is the Lord thy God that giveth thee power to get wealth.
Preach it to yourself. Said, my power to get wealth comes from God. My power to get wealth comes from God. It doesn't come from any human being. It does not come from my heritage, that is natural heritage. It doesn't come from my own intelligence, but my power to get wealth comes from God. Declare it like you believe it. Preach to yourself. Because we are forming the habit of praise. The power to get wealth, it comes from God. Say, I have more understanding, more insight than the man who went to Harvard Business School. Just like David said, because my meditations, all right, are in the Word of God. The power to get wealth comes from God. The power belongs to God. Preach to yourself. Say, wisdom. Wisdom. Wisdom belongs to God. And He has given me wisdom. The Bible says He has kept sound wisdom for the upright. I therefore have insight. They may say, because I'm not educated, I'm not wise. But that's arrant nonsense. Wisdom does not belong to education. Wisdom does not belong to exposure. Say, if you've been around the world, you'll be wise. No. Wisdom belongs to God. The Bible says He kept sound wisdom for the upright. Therefore, preach to yourself. Say, listen, just please God, though. Obey God, because the power belongs to God. You are preaching to yourself. Say, oh boy, oh girl, you are speaking to your soul. David said you can speak to your soul. We talked about it that time. You instruct your soul. You train yourself. You give lessons to your soul. So speak to your soul the word of praise. Speak to your soul the word of praise. Tell your soul that the power belongs to God. The power belongs to God. Hey, you know, you've been thinking, who can help me with this work? Oh, you have a project. You have an assignment. You have a proposal to write. You have a business plan to write. You have been calling everybody. Who can help? Who can help? Now listen. Wisdom belongs to God. So say to your soul, wisdom belongs to God. Wisdom belongs to God. God can use anybody. God said, I call a bird of prey from the east and the man of my purpose from a distant country. So God can send help if He desires. But wisdom, the one that I need, it belongs to God. I remember Pastor E. Adeboye telling a story when he was doing his PhD. He did his PhD in mathematics. And he had a lot of equations put together. How will I solve this? And he prayed. And God revealed to him, he suddenly remembered the story of the parting of the Red Sea. Then he said, the idea just came to him. Separate these equations into two parts. The moment he did that, he got the answer. Say to your soul, did you hear that? Wisdom belongs to God. Preach to yourself that the help that you need will come from above. That God will give you ideas. The idea that you need is not because you have not been to London. So you have some people are, look, gathering money because you want to go somewhere to go and learn how to think. Get back into your house, kneel down, say, God, wisdom belongs to you. If God decides that, yes, I will send you to Australia to go and attend this course, fine. But first and foremost, wisdom belongs to God. And from Him, you know, the Bible basically, if any man lacks wisdom, it didn't say let him call his friends. If any man lacks wisdom, it didn't say let him call the people that may be wise. If any man lacks wisdom, what did He say? Let him pray. Let him ask. If he asks and he asks in faith, God will give it to him. Why? Because God has the load of wisdom. He knows every trouble that you may ever face in life. He knew them before you faced them. He knew how somebody like you should handle it. So say, Lord, I need wisdom. In fact, you are preaching to yourself. Now, we are not praying. You are preaching to yourself. You are preaching to yourself. Say, listen, what you need belongs to God. I feel like talking about that wealth matter again. You know, must preach to yourself about wealth. Say to yourself, listen, soul, listen, wealth does not come from America. It comes from God. Because you have been envying a cousin of yours. Anytime he shows up, you think it's because he lives in America, because he lives in London. Preach to your soul. Now say, take your eyes off man. Take your eyes off the surrounding. He said, the power to get wealth belongs to God, and He will give it to me when I ask Him. You are preaching. You are ascribing the victory. You are ascribing the power to God. He said, the power belongs to God.
The power belongs to God. The ability to get wealth, God has given it to me because it belongs to Him. Because it belongs, you are preaching to your soul. You are speaking things to yourself because you are retraining your heart in how to think. You are retraining your heart in how to think. Say it, healing belongs to God. He said, I am the Lord that healed thee. My healing belongs to God. It doesn't belong to India. It does not belong to America. It does not belong to Europe. It belongs to God. The power belongs to God. Say to your soul, that's why you must commend your conscience towards God. You must make sure your heart is clean towards Him. Because the power belongs to Him. A good car is good, though, but it does not guarantee safety on the road. Lady Diana and Dodi Al-Fayed, they died in a Mercedes Benz that had airbags and they were wearing seatbelts. They still died. Therefore, say, your long life and your safety, it belongs to God, though. Say, how can that man die? It's because his car didn't have airbags. Safety does not belong to airbags. Seatbelts are good. It's the law of the country. You must wear your seatbelts. But as you are wearing it, remember, safety belongs to God. So preach to your soul. I will wear my seatbelt too because I must wear it. It's a law. But I am not deceived that for that reason I can overspeed and be reckless. I will not tempt the Lord my God because safety belongs to Him. I must walk in a manner that is pleasing to Him. Safety belongs to my God. Oh, the Lord is good. Please just pause for a minute. We are still preaching. Everybody, you know, I say you are your own personal prophet. You are the greatest teacher your life can have. That's why it's good you get a book, get a tape, you listen to things, you read things, then you teach yourself. You know, I said it before, we like to talk about the country. We talk about other people. You get home. Sweetheart, let me tell you what happened at work today. You know that my colleague, he's not talking about other people. He did this, he did it. In fact, if you see the shirt he was wearing, do you know he was wearing a yellow shirt on top of green trousers and a purple tie? Is it normal? He begin talk about, let me tell you, one major conversation you must have is with yourself and about God. Amen? We talk a lot, talk about other people, but we often forget to talk to ourselves about God. That's what we are doing now. Don't forget, we didn't come here to pray. Amen? Amen. What did you come to do? Amen. To learn to pray, to learn a new habit, to form ourselves, all right, into a new behavior pattern. There's something I just want to add to this. I was studying and this thing struck me. I said, no. I must share it with brethren again. If you have your Bibles, quickly open to Exodus 31. There's just something I want to bring out there. God says something in verse 13. From verse 12, he says, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, but as for you, speak to the sons of Israel, saying, you shall surely observe my Sabbath. For this is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am the Lord who sanctifies you. Please notice that too. I am the Lord who does what? I am the Lord who does what? Sanctifies you. There's another one I want us to read, all right? Go again to Romans chapter 3. This is very important. You'll see the importance in a moment. Romans chapter 3. Because this is one thing that a lot of Christians, a lot of us preachers, we don't talk much about it, and a lot of Christians don't understand. There's something he said then in verse 26. Let's just read in context. It was talking about the righteousness of God manifested, witnessed to by the law and the prophets. If you read there in verse 23, it says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. It said, being justified as a gift by His grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 3. Verse 25, it says, whom God, that is Christ Jesus, whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in His blood through faith. This was to demonstrate His righteousness. Because in the forbearance of God, He passed over the sins previously committed. For the demonstration, I say, of His righteousness at the present time, that He may be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. There are so many things in this scripture, but I want to bring out something here. He said, I'm the Lord that sanctifies you. He's saying here, I'm the Lord also that makes you righteous. Do you hear that? That literal word there is the righteousness of him. That is, I'm the Lord that makes you righteous. He said, he who knew no sin, God made to be sin, that he might be, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Are you following that point? What am I trying to explain here? Do you know you cannot use self-determination to discipline yourself in life? I have made up my mind I will never lie again. It's a lie. I have made up my mind I will never cheat again. It's a lie. If you are still doing New Year resolution, you never grow up yet. This year, this year, you have not grown. That is, you have not done enough. Those who have done enough have given up. And you do it 6 times, by that, the 7th time, you should have given up. Those who are still doing it, no. That is, you made up your mind. Ah, that lie used to tell. This month, just watch it too. Self-discipline. Don't ever forget the story of Peter. He looked at the Lord Jesus Christ and said, I can never deny it. I can imagine the Lord smiling. So Peter will talk after the cock don't kukuroko 3 times. You think he'd made up his mind to lie? No, it was pressure. You sound like a Galilean. You are from there too. No. Waiting. Who's Jesus? I see name for my body. I never know the guy. Don't deny the Lord 3 times before the Lord looks. Oh boy, what did I tell you? Say, when you are converted, that is when you've gotten the point, go and teach it to other people. Are you getting my point? What am I saying? Many times we want to overcome a bad habit, and we have tried. And it has not worked. Do you know why? Because we thought the power belongs to self. You thought the power belongs to self-control. Let's declare again and say, God, the power of righteousness belongs to you. So instruct your soul. Say, listen, soul, you can't walk in righteousness by yourself. The power belongs to God. You are preaching to yourself again. It's important. So you see, listen, your bad habit is broken instantly. The moment you realize that the power belongs to God, whatever be your bad habit, the Bible talks about the sin that doth easily beset us. The power to overcome it, all right, belongs to God. What it means is, I say, Lord, I commit my life to you. Not to self-discipline, but to you. You, God, will make me disciplined. You are the sanctifier of my soul. You are the Lord that sanctifies me. You are the one that justifies me. The power for justification belongs to God. It doesn't belong to good works. No matter what good works you have done, the Bible says it's like filthy rags in his sight. Therefore, you say to your soul, listen, soul, it's not your determination. It's not your willpower. It's not your determination. It's not your strength. They will say to you, you know, you are not strong-willed. Tell them, I don't need a strong will. I need the grace of God. That is what grace means. Grace is the power of God that's manifested in the direction of the people that depend totally on him. Grace, that's what it means. The power belongs to God. That's what we are discussing. That's what praise is. We are explaining to our soul. We are training ourselves to know it. Talk only to yourself and say, listen, you cannot walk above sin by your own strength. You can't be self-disciplined by your strength. You can't wake up early and be on time everything by yourself. The power belongs to God. The power, you know, like I keep on saying, you can't force yourself to remember. If you can't remember, you can't remember. Many students, they don't like to fail too. There are lazy students who don't like to read, that is true. There are lazy students who are, they call them NFA, no future admission, that is true. But a lot of students, they tried, they couldn't. Now you have understood, the power belongs to God. Say, Lord, give me understanding, I shall live. Very important if you're a student. You need it. There's no method for reading. The power belongs to God. So explain to your soul. I've told you my testimony before when I was in school. I didn't like biochemistry. I said it was volatile. What did I do? I went to pray. And God gave me insight. He gave me understanding. The first revelation he gave me was that stop saying it is volatile. You are using your own mouth to drive it out of your brain. The first thing I did was to stop saying it. What am I saying? The power belongs to God. Instruct your soul. Now listen, when it comes to walking in righteousness, it's not by my power. The power belongs to God. When it comes to walking in holiness, it's not by my power. The power belongs to God. Let's ascribe greatness to him. That's what it means to ascribe greatness to God. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. Because of our time, let's just go through our incantations. How many of us know we're in a cult? If you believe it, say amen.
Amen.
If you drink blood, say amen.
Amen.
If you eat flesh, say amen.
Amen.
Human flesh, say amen.
Amen.
Yes, Jesus said, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood. Is that not human flesh? In fact, that was even more potent than human flesh. Sometimes I wish some witches would come and learn how to eat flesh from some of us. If you want to eat flesh, eat better flesh. You know, they have a saying, if you must eat frog, you chop the one, we get egg inside. If you must eat flesh, eat real flesh. Amen? How can I be eating the flesh of a sinner? What do you beget for you? You're a sinner, you eat the flesh of somebody who's sinning more than you. It's called sin intensified. Failure amplified. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. When we want to eat flesh, we know the proper flesh to eat. Amen? It's pure. The kind of flesh that can heal diseases. You understand that? When we drink blood, it's real blood. The real blood. Not, I don't mean fake blood. Drink human blood is contaminated. That's bacteremia, septicemia, all kinds of problems inside there. Imperfect. You want to drink blood, you drink real blood. Amen?
Amen?
The blood of Jesus, the one that sealed the new covenant. The new covenant is in that blood. And listen, every cult member must have an incantation. Babalawo always have. They teach it to their boys. In Christianity, we have too. When they came, Lord, teach us to pray. It was a chant, oh God, you don't understand, that Jesus gave them. We are the ones trying to understand the principle. It was go home and chant this. One brother said, that's why after a few minutes, prayer finished. Jesus said, can you not tarry with 1 hour? He said, all you taught us is the Lord is my shepherd. Abby, sorry. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Then he said that 3 times. Boys fell asleep. That's part of the reason. The Lord is good. I said the Lord is good. We have our own chant, all right? Yes, we have our own incantations. And every Christian must have his incantation. The book of Psalms is a book of incantation. Yeah, I'm serious. The Jews used to gather like that and they know they recite. That's what songs are for. So that you can keep with your incantation. All right? It's not every song you should be singing. Some of them don't help you. They weaken your spirit. I'm a liberal man when it comes to music. I can't listen to gospel music. Well, I listen to... You only see gospel doctors. It's every teacher you have in school, a gospel teacher. So that's my mentality. Sometimes after listening to some people for a while, you know, there's no enlarging of your spirit. You understand what I'm saying? So you have to be careful. Because when you are reciting the songs, there are songs I can't just, you know, yeah, I can't just repeat. You know Bob Marley? You know, how many of you know Bob Marley? Anytime I hear Bob Marley, maybe on TV, usually on TV, I say, my God, this guy was talented. Then one day somebody gave me a CD containing many of Bob Marley's songs. And me, as a nice guy, I collected it. I tried to play it. It's just not gel. Got to have Kaya. I don't want to have Kaya now. What's your problem? You understand what I'm saying? It doesn't just work. And if you keep on singing, the one day they go offer you Kaya, say, this one I've been singing for a while. Let me see. And then Holy Spirit will just depart. And then we say, praise God. You know, time to praise this one. I'm telling you. It's not every. That's why I think I still have the CD somewhere. I can't remember throwing it away. 2 cities actually. I beg. And the guy starts, croak, croak, croak. It's in the first line. My spirit is not moved. I'm not a lawman. Say, no, if you listen to Bob Marley, you die and go to hell. This is not deeper life. It's only deeper life that say things like that. The truth is that if you listen to Bob Marley, you won't go to hell. Just may not prosper on the earth. Amen? The Lord is good. Songs, truly, they are spiritual things. You understand my point? When you keep on repeating words. Repeating words. Don't ever say things you really can't, you don't wish to do one day. Tell your wife, continue like that. I will kill you one day. Listen. May God not give you the opportunity. If you say it long enough, you have it. What should you do? This woman, I've been warning you. One day, I will pour cold water on you. That's not bad. I mean, if you pour cold water, nothing's going to happen, amen? But more importantly, don't just say, listen. Eh? In Jesus' name, you will change. You will learn. Your bad habit will depart. Now, abuse. Look at your mouth. It's too sharp. A woman's mouth shouldn't be this sharp. In Jesus' name, you stop being sharp like this. You dey na quarrel o, na dey fight o. Na quarrel. Na quarrel. I'm telling you, words are very powerful. You understand? Don't ever forget. I'm just dropping it by the way. You have children. Be careful what you say to them. Parents, I still hear once in a while. This child, you will never do it the way you are going. There are words that don't mistakenly fall from my mouth. The child is doing very badly. Even if you catch your little boy smoking igbo, grab, you know, if he's big now, grab your two fists and beat him. And say, in Jesus' name, this is not a good habit. Don't say, you will go to prison. Which is what most parents will say. People that are smoking their hemp, they go to jail. The boy will end up in jail. In jail, he will learn how to use crack cocaine, and then he will come out thanks to your prophecy. Then you come and say, I said so. The devil say, yes, me and you were working together. You said it, I effected it. It's called cooperation, partnership. The Lord is good. Anyway, let's get to our incantations. Okay, you don't have it there. Let's just we'll take a few, and then we'll close. The Lord is good. Now, let's say, you know the way we do it, those of us who have been around for a while, say, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You must see like you believe. In fact, shut your eyes, preach to yourself. You know, you are talking to yourself. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not
want. I am not afraid of economic downturn.
I am not afraid of economic downturn.
The Lord blesses me.
The Lord blesses
my needs are supplied.
My needs are supplied.
I follow after righteousness.
I follow after
and all things are added to me. He said, the Lord is with me. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. For this reason, I have a sound mind. My mental faculties are in order. I am not confused. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. My Lord orders my steps. I am led by his spirit. I know the will of God. I walk in the will of God. I obey the will of God. And I don't walk out of the will of God. Because my steps are ordered by the Lord. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, my steps are ordered by the Lord. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, the Lord led me there. Say, the Lord led me there. Like he led Jesus into the wilderness. Therefore, I fear no evil. For he is always with me. His rod and his staff, they comfort me. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He anoints my head with oil. That means I have divine enablement to fulfill my assignment in life. My life is not an accident. I was born on purpose. I am a beautiful child. I am a beautiful child. I was born on purpose to fulfill the will of God. Therefore, my cup overflows because of his anointing. It means I have all I need to do everything God wants me to do. Lack of money is not a hindrance to me. I do not lack wisdom. I have everything that I need to fulfill the will of God for my life. Anything I don't have,
I don't need.
That means I can do without them. But I will fulfill the will of God for my life. All my needs are supplied. I have enough to meet today's needs. Say like you believe it, surely. Goodness. Mercy. Goodness. Loving kindness. Will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Say it like you believe it. The Lord has turned to me and is gracious to me. Even though I was lonely and afflicted, even though the troubles of my heart were enlarged, the Lord brought me out of my distresses. He said he forgave all my sins because I believe in Jesus Christ. Even though my enemies are many, the Lord guards my soul and delivers me. Therefore, I will not be ashamed. Therefore, I will not be ashamed. In integrity and uprightness, I shall be preserved. For I wait for God, and he will never disappoint me. I trust in the Lord, and he will never fail me. Said the Lord will redeem me from all troubles. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's say this and then we close. The Lord is my light and my salvation.
The Lord is my light and my salvation.
The Lord is my light and my deliverer.
The Lord is my light and my deliverer.
The Lord is my light and my security.
The Lord is my light and my security.
There is nobody that I shall fear.
There's
no situation that I will fear. Say, the Lord is the defense of my life. Therefore, I will not be afraid. The Lord is my bulletproof vest. And he surrounds me all about. The Lord is my bomb shelter. And he surrounds me all the time. The Lord is my parachute in the time of trouble. Therefore, I can never die in a plane crash. Because I am protected. Say it again. The Lord is my refuge.
The Lord is my
place of safety.
He
is my God.
And I trust in
him. Just give the Lord thanks. Say, Father, we thank you. Just thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Surely goodness and God's loving kindness will follow you all the days of your life. And you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever.